They say plants like music.
Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, welcome back to Believe in K-Pop. This is your host, Anthea Isaac. Hope you're all doing great, staying safe, and you're all ready for this week's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Well, for this week, we again have a duo. They are podcasters who have been working hard behind the K-drama scenes, bringing out the latest news, reviews, and anything that is related to K-dramas. Well, being a person with zero K-drama knowledge, I really had a great time listening to them talk about various content, and I am so happy to have K-drama reports, Sarah and Melissa with us. So do enjoy our episode. I am super excited and happy to welcome the K-Drama Reports hosts, Melissa and Sarah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are having Sarah once again. How are you, Sarah?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. So, once again, thank you so much for joining me. And Melissa, this is your first time. How do you feel about this?
Yes, I am excited.
So thank you so much for joining me. Last time, I should mention this here, Sarah's episode about debuts and disbandments. Mm-hmm. I am not sure how we kind of made through the entire episode, but the viewers were really interested and they liked the episode a lot. So,
oh, great.
Yeah,
I'm always glad to hear that. Yay.
So I am super excited for today's episode as well, because you're going to teach me a lot of things, I guess.
Hopefully.
So how are you doing? How you both have been planning for this 2021? And how is your podcast carrying on? Oh, first of all, how did this idea of K-drama reports started, and how did you guys get together? We can start with that story, and you can let us know what you have in store for 2021.
Okay, Melissa, yeah. Do you want to start?
Sure. So I'm Melissa, and Sarah and I started a podcast called K-Drama Reports, and we are both journalists that had met through a few other events that were Korean entertainment, pop culture related. And I had been thinking about doing a podcast or YouTube series, something to do with K-dramas, but I was, you know, interested in doing something with a co-host. So, you know, having someone to bounce ideas off of and you know, you establish a rapport with, and talking about so many different topics in pop culture, not just Korean dramas. And so I think we were, I think, catching up on some phone call or another. And then I had, you know, brought it up and then said, Sarah, would you be interested? I've been thinking about doing this. I don't even know if you would want to, if you even have time. But yeah, long story version. But yeah, we had known each other, and then I had been thinking about it for a while. So then we connected. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
So your podcast is a bi-weekly one, right?
Yes, correct.
So, yeah. So what do you have in store for 2021?
Oh, goodness. Well, surviving 2021 first and foremost.
Yes.
I agree.
But yeah, we actually did record a few episodes, and you know, we just want to connect with other drama watchers and to discuss what's coming up this year, possibly, you know, favorite actors. We're pretty much open to talking about almost anything in the Korean drama realm, and that includes like behind the scenes with producers, the location scouts, you know, just any and everything. The sky's the limit. So just look forward to 2021.
Yeah. So I also agree with Melissa on the idea of having a co-host, because that's exactly why I keep inviting people every week, so that I don't sound boring. So that is something. It would be nice if we have people around to discuss, and it looks more like a conversation rather than a boring monologue. So yeah.
Yeah, I think just to add on to what Sarah said, so even though we started with Korean dramas and talking about different content, it branches out into the other stuff that we're watching in terms of mm-hmm. Korean pop culture, whether it's variety shows or more into the film side.
Right.
And then we each have very different tastes when it comes to content, which is great. So then, you know, I would find out about stuff that Sarah knows about and vice versa. And then, you know, our content also kind of goes into more the culture side, and we're kind of diving deeper into other topics this year. So we're really excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited as well, and so do our listeners. So I hope they tune in every bi-weekly to listen to you guys. So to start off our conversation, I just wanted to know, what were your favorites of 2020, which is actually the ultimate question of today. I know you had an episode on this, but can you let me know what were your favorites in 2020?
Goodness. So I'll just give like top two. I would say Extracurricular, which is on Netflix, isn't in the US on Netflix. I'm not sure where else it's available, but I really enjoyed that one because it was a different subject that I had never seen being discussed before. Teen prostitution, basically. And they called it something else. Melissa, what's the proper term? Do you remember?
I remember the translated subtitles, which said compensated dating.
Compensated dating. Thank you. That's what it was. But it's teen prostitution. And just the how it affects people, and how there are some who, I don't want to say enjoy it, but they do it because they want to. And then there's some who do it because they feel like it's a necessity, and how that whole like lifestyle is in like view of a teenager or someone in 18, 19 years old. So that was really interesting to me. And then Itaewon Class, just because it was so good, and the end did get a little dry in parts, but I feel like that's normal for Korean dramas. But overall, it was just really good acting. Really good storyline and a diverse cast, which I really appreciated. So yeah, those were my top two.
Yeah, and for my top K-drama of 2020, I really liked Stranger 2, this crime and I guess police and legal drama.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the second season, like great cast, Pae Doona, Cho Sung-woo, very well written and well acted.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps the tension, keeps you guessing throughout the season. And the other ones I would say are Crash Landing on You, the romance. It's interesting because it also looks at North Korea, albeit a fictionalized version. Hyunbin and Son Ye-jin are in it. They're the lead. They had this amazing chemistry on screen. And the other one, I would have to say also Extracurricular for me. Very gritty, very tense. You have this amazing cast, like pretty much all rookie young actors. You know, well-written 10 episodes. on Netflix. Oh, I was curious, Anthea, so the major platforms for streaming in the US are arguably Netflix and Viki. Mm-hmm. What platform do you use in India?
Well, we did get Netflix this year. So we do have Netflix from 2020. Nice. Yeah.
Oh. Are there any other platforms where you stream Korean dramas or films or anything?
Well, I'm not sure if this is a legal platform, but we have Kiss Asian.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Drama Cool.
Yeah. And Drama Cool runs here as well.
yeah.
Okay.
That legal sites, I don't know. Kiss Asian?
Kiss Asian, I think it is, but I'm not sure about Drama Cool. I'll be honest, I don't think so, but people still use it because there are a lot of dramas that are out there but aren't available officially.
Mm.
Or there's another site that is legal, VIU. But it's not available in the U.S. It's for people outside of the U.S. Actually, I think just outside of North America in its entirety. So a lot of dramas that are available there mm-hmm. aren't available where we are. So people do use Drama Cool to access those. So
yeah,
it's actually
like, exactly. It has all the dramas. And sometimes,
yeah.
most of the times, I agree. I watch it there. So I'm sorry.
No, I listen. I understand.
Hey.
You do what you got to do to get your drama fix.
So, yeah. So, for extracurricular, I did see some fan-made videos. I have the habit of watching them. And it is literally one of my must-watch dramas. But
really?
But I'm not strong enough. I don't know how I'm going to digest everything. Yeah.
It is, the subject matter is sensitive, and I have seen some people that wanted to watch it, but because of the subject of prostitution, they're like, we can't handle this, which is understandable. So,
and the pair from, they kind of play the antagonist, I guess, the both the boy and the girl from, I don't know their names, but mm-hmm. I think they are from the web series. So as soon as I saw them, I felt, wow. So both of them are there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They might have been. I don't know the actors that well because, like Melissa said, they are all like a rookie cast. Mm-hmm. But I believe they might have been in some previous, like maybe one or two. Like the lead actor was actually in E21 Class, so... It's like he finished filming that and then came to extracurricular. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, one of the actors, she was the one dating the boyfriend who kept asking her for money.
Yeah.
She had the boyfriend that she kept giving money to. But so the actor, she played the child version of Hwang Jung-eun in She Was Pretty. That other Park Seo-joon drama.
Okay.
But yeah, she's been cast in other roles before mm-hmm. as kind of background
yeah,
supporting
but
character.
This yeah. is like her, not a breakout role, but like she's got a lot more screen time, I think, in extracurricular.
Yeah. No, I think it's a...
Is it breakout
pretty much
role?
A breakout. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So would you like to know my favorites?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So because 2020 gave me a lot of time, I did watch dramas, so... Mm-hmm. Mine is Flower of Evil and
Ooh.
18 Again. Wow.
Okay. I have not seen 18 Again. Was that good?
This was so good. It is a family drama, but wow. First of all, the reason why I started watching it is because I was curious to know how they're going to bring out a storyline of a movie into a series. And extend it to the core. Like, it's gonna be so soggy. That's what I thought. I'm so sorry. But, the details, they brought in some details. And 18 Again, which used to be the, funny, comical Western movie, wasn't comical at all. It was so deep, and you have a lot of drama. The father and daughter relationship, the couple's relationship, the mother and father. So it was so good, and I really, really loved it.
Okay. Did you watch them both beginning to end?
No. I have it on hold, but it was really nice. And Flower of Evil, like, I got introduced to both the actors this year because of these two dramas, and they're ultimately on the top of my bias list. So
I see Flower of Evil. That one, yeah. I'll give you that. That was pretty good.
Really good. I really loved his acting. And exactly when I told my friends, like, my friends are more into K-dramas than K-pop. So when I went and told them, like, oh, see this new person or new actor. And they were like, are you kidding me? New actor? You know, like, we know him since what is that? Moon Lovers?
Okay.
I
have not seen that one, but I've seen him, so yeah.
I think that is his iconic drama, I guess. Because I also, after a few months after Flower of Evil was done, I was following him on Instagram. And he himself was also posting some shots from Moon Lovers. And it was like, oh my God, it's been years and things. So, yeah, these two were my favorites. So to, you know, like, now we spoke about 2020, but I really was curious to know, what were your first K-drama and K-movie that you watched, which actually pulled you into this world of amazing things?
Oh my goodness. Melissa, you want to go first?
yeah, sure. I would say my gateway dramas were Dream High, this idol drama, and My Name is Kim Samsoon with Kim Sana, Hyunbin, Daniel Henney, Chung Yiwon, which, yeah, they're both pretty, you know, they're older dramas. Yeah, I got sucked in. I just couldn't stop watching. How about you, Sarah?
Yeah, pretty similar. My very first drama was Boys Over Flowers. And I actually watched it on Hulu because, the Hulu is just like Netflix. It's just another streaming service that we have here in the States. And they like to recommend you things like, oh, if you watch this show, you might like that show. Mm-hmm. And they kept like saying, you must watch Boys Over Flowers. And I remember sitting on my couch like, that's just a stupid name. I don't want to watch that. And it just, like, it wouldn't let me alone. So I watched the first episode. And I think it took me to maybe the second or third episode for me to get hooked. And then I marathoned it. Like, I didn't sleep. I didn't do anything but watch Boys Over Flowers. And then, like you, I started following the actors to their different other, like, shows and whatnot. And Kim Samsoon was an actress, and My Name is Kim Samsoon, who is amazing. It's probably, I guess, considered dated now, like, if you were to go back and watch it. But when I saw it, even though it was older then, it was still really good. And I was hooked, and that was it. I haven't looked back since.
So what about movies? Were there any movies that you watched?
Movie. No, well, I watched Old Boy, which is a classic. However, I don't want to recommend it because it's so graphic. It's so graphic, but it's so good. And yeah, I tend to watch, like, a lot of the darker, like, movies and, like, films on zombies, even the dramas. If it's dark, I love it. If it's romance, I'm not really into it. But yeah, Old Boy is the first thing that came to mind. What about you, Melissa?
I think that dramas were kind of my gateway into Korean films. So I wouldn't say there was one movie that really, you know, opened the door for me in terms of the film world. And, you know, the genres are, the content and genres are so different. Like, Korean films are so much, like, you know, they really push the envelope in terms of, like, violence and gore and these amazing fight scenes. Old Boy, I remember seeing, you know, and The Man from Nowhere, Ajashi.
Ajashi, yes. I own that.
Yeah. Yeah, and as Sarah was saying, that they're pretty, you know, people consider them Korean classic films on a more international scale kind of view. But lately I'm getting more into independent films in the Korean film world. But yeah, I wouldn't pinpoint one or any like as a single gateway for me. Dramas kind of led me there. So, yeah.
Well, Sarah mentioned that she loved watching the movies that are kind of related to zombies and monsters, which reminds me of Sweet Home, where again we have Lee Do Hyun over there. Yeah. So I wanted to watch it for him. That's the ultimate reason. But I haven't, because I don't know how weird it's going to go, because I watched the trailer. Did you both watch it? I'm sure you both did. Did you?
I saw the beginning, maybe. And I started with the first episode, and it's very graphic and very bloody. Sarah, I know, you know, finished it.
Three times.
Three times?
Three times I watched it, yeah. Wow. Because I am a big webtoon reader. Mm-hmm. And Sweet Home is based off of a webtoon, so I just turned into a complete nerd and was like, I must find, like, I have to compare each scene with each chapter, with each panel, what's the same, what's different. So the first time I watched it was just like, I could be a fangirl. The second time I watched it with my son, who is a fanboy. And then the third time I watched it was like, okay, let me put on my like webtoon hat and see what's the same, what's different, and why. But even if you're not into webtoons, I think you would still enjoy it. Like Melissa said, it is graphic in some parts. In other parts, it's really cheesy. Mm-hmm. Some of the special effects, I'll put it like this. Netflix supposedly spent over $1 million per episode. There are some scenes, it's like, you didn't spend $1 million on this. So, but I say watch it. I think you might like it. And there's going to be a season 2. So all the more reason to check it out.
So I don't want spoilers, or I neither want the listeners to have a spoiler, but how did Lee Do Hyun do?
He did fabulously. I think you really will enjoy his character. So, and that's all I'll say.
Well, speaking of the first movies and dramas, I was thinking, when I was thinking about this question, I was reflecting on myself. And the first movie I watched was Quick, from Star Movies, I guess. It was not even a planned one. Like, I watched it way more before, when I started, you know, like, it's 3 years before I started K-popping, so that was the movie. Then I remembered, it's the hero is Lee Min Ki.
Okay, so, I know who that is.
What's the title of the movie again?
Quick.
Yeah. Let me look at the.
Yeah, I'm like, I've never heard of this.
It up.
Yeah, I really love this movie. I don't know why, but I really enjoyed
Quick.
It.
Quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
2011.
So it was a while ago that you watched it. Okay.
Yeah. And where did you see this? Was this online or?
No, it was telecasted in Star Movies. I watched it on TV.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah.
So
we might have to watch this, Melissa. I don't know this one. I know the actor, but I don't know. Ooh, okay. Mm-hmm. You gave us something new to
like, check I out. Do like Lee Min Ki. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't know if I'm going to watch that one. But how did you like it? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, of course. I was too young. Of course, I was around 12 or 13.
Okay.
So when I watched it. I don't know, 12 or 13? Yeah, I think the movie just came out a few months ago or 1 year ago, and Star Movies was, you know, like playing it, screening it. So I just watched it as a mega movie, kind of. It was listed as a mega movie and it was screening. So I watched it. And then I didn't have any social media access or YouTube or the very thought that you can Google and find the actors. So no idea at all. And I just told myself that this is one of my favorite movies. And whenever it comes on TV, I watch it. And after years, I started watching. No, I didn't start watching. My friends, again, they started watching K-dramas. And K-dramas were actually dubbed into Tamil, my mother tongue. And mm-hmm. it was being telecasted in a channel, a TV. So
that's interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, we heard the actors talk in Tamil. So it was like... Now I think about it, it's, wow, it's bizarre, but yeah. So that's how we all started it, started watching Boys Over Flowers. Mm-hmm. My friend started. I didn't watch Boys Over Flowers, though. I don't know. I couldn't get sticked with it. So instead of Boys Over Flowers, I fell in love with Playful Kisses, which is mm-hmm. absurd again. Like, now I think about it, it is kind of, you know, like comparing the dramas that we get today to the ones that we had in the yesteryears, it is kind of more into romance and cliche, I guess. But I really love it.
For sure.
Yeah.
And the fashion.
Yeah.
The fashion has changed so much in the hairstyles.
Exactly. And to the beautiful you.
Oh,
ooh, I saw that one.
I did too.
Yeah,
that's another idol. Oh gosh, I love
that's how you know. Like now, you can track my record. So To the Beautiful You, and I saw Minho, and that's exactly how I traveled into Shiny FX.
Oh, and
there right. you go. Wow. Hello, K-pop world. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I
connected.
Yeah, that's actually very similar to how I ended up into K-pop because I got into K-dramas first. I had heard Korean music before, but I didn't know it was Korean music at the time because there was a movie. Gosh, we're going back 2007. I'm showing my age here, but there was a movie called Ninja Assassin that Rain starred in. I didn't know that Rain was Korean, but I knew he was the guy on late night television where they would play international music videos. And I always had insomnia, so I would like stay up and look forward to just hearing the different music from around the world. And they would play Rain's "I Do," and like a really like hip hop action song. Now I know is like. I'm Coming is the name of the song. So jump to Ninja Assassin. I'm like, oh, it's the guy from the music videos. But again, you know, I didn't know. I just like, oh, he's handsome. And oh, look at that. He's fit, you know. But then that was it until like 2010 when I was watching the dramas and I came across a drama called Iris, which is really good. I recommend that one. It's a crime with Lee Byung-hun. Lee Byung-hun and Kim Tae-hee, who Rain actually ended up marrying. So wow.
Yes.
And in that, and I'm not going to spoil it, even though it's really old, in that drama was T.O.P. from Big Bang. He played an assassin. And I really was like, oh, this guy is really sexy. Who is he? And it's like, oh, wait, he's in a group. Let's listen to the music. And I fell in love with Big Bang. And that's how I got into K-pop. But prior to that, I was like, no, I'm good with watching this. And that's it.
Iris was such a humongous hit.
Was
also.
It?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was a very, like, big budget, a lot of action scenes.
Yes, big actions. Oh, so good.
It was really popular.
I watch it again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then I should check it out, too.
Yeah, you should. I think you would like it. I'm sure it might look a little strange compared to what we have now. But it's really good. And again, like classic scenes, the peppermint candy kiss. I don't know if you remember that, Melissa.
Oh.
It's cringy.
I heard about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have to talk about it later, but it's a classic scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with all these dramas, you said, Anthea, that a bunch of your friends were starting to watch them. Is mm-hmm. Korean pop culture really big where you yeah. are?
Yeah, it is getting big. Actually, the way was a little slow because I guess North India was more into K-pop earlier than us. So we started getting into the Holloway only when I was doing my 12th, which means 6 years ago, 6 to 7 mm-hmm. years ago. So just because the drama was being aired in Tamil, and people look different. The men in the drama look different. So girls were more into it. And that's how it started. First, it started like a way where the girls were more interested. And now we have, you know, like the whole wide world being, you know, like jamming to K-pop. So I think we have a wider base for K-drama than K-pop.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You know, like even mm-hmm. families are into K-dramas. Like parents, they sit along with their kids and watch K-dramas and things. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. But then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Oh, but then when K-dramas air on broadcast television now in India, are they still dubbed or are they with subtitles?
No, we don't have it right now. It was at that year we had all these dubbed series. I think they had 3 series like that. I think they did Boys Over Flowers, Playful Kisses. And by the way, I didn't watch Playful Kisses in the dubbed version. I watched it on YouTube. They had it on YouTube, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got into it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So another one, I'm not sure. I think it must be Coffee Prince.
Oh,
I love Coffee Prince on K-Drama Reports.
So many really people watch that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, even the channel head or someone who was behind all this project was well aware that these dramas were more popular in Korea. So that's exactly why they decided to put an effort in dubbing them and you know, like telecasting them. So mm-hmm. that's how they introduced us. And after that, people don't need you know, like these dubbed versions anymore. They just went in and searched. And we have a huge amount of people following Lee Min Ho. Mm-hmm. It's like,
sounds right.
Yeah.
Like, I followed him too.
He's popular in India. Okay, yeah. Maybe he should do a fan meeting there.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I also heard that the Indian fans actually brought in money to send a truck for Lee Min Ho during his recent drama shoot.
He did really?
Yeah.
What was it? The King's Monarch, right? That's what it was.
The King Eternal Monarch.
Yeah,
Eternal Monarch. Yes, that one. That's really interesting that they did that.
Yeah. So Lee Min Ho also posted saying thank you, I guess. Thank you, mm-hmm. Indian fans. Or they, you know, like, I think that's what he said.
That's mm-hmm. really cool.
Yeah.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. I like when the actors, when they like thank the fans and everything. I think that's really sweet.
So yeah, that's how everything went. As far as India is concerned, but we are kind of growing, and we did have K-pop acts recently before all this pandemic. We had Card. We had Intuit. We had Alexa before her debut.
Nice.
So yeah, that's how it is. So, so speaking of dramas, are there any dramas that is forever the best drama that you have watched? I know it's really hard to rank it, but can you try something that instantly pops in your mind when I say forever favorite?
Sarah?
You know, I've been watching dramas for a long time. So I know that when someone asks me for recommendations, I always give this one. It's called Bad Guys. And it has Ma Dong-seok in it and some other actors that are very famous. And I know them by face, but their names escape me right now. But I like that one a lot because it's a crime drama, but it's told through the eyes of four convicts who are like really, like, even though you end up understanding them, they're really bad. And this cop who is just like on a warpath to just like destroy everything. I like it because there's no romance, I'll just be honest. And the action scenes are amazing. That is on Netflix. And Viki, in the US, I'm not sure where you can watch it outside, probably Drama Cool. But yeah, that's always on my list. I'm trying to think what else. That's a really good question. It's been a while since I've like tried to rank over everything. Usually I just keep it to like the current year. I know that City Hunter was the first drama I watched without subtitles. So I'll put that in there, even though like thinking back on it now, it's like I don't know if it was really that good or if I just enjoyed the actors at the time, but yeah, I'll throw that in there as well. And of course, My Name is Kim Sam-soon. Now that one is romance. That is a rom-com. So I feel like if I say a rom-com is good, it's good. Because I don't like them. Yeah, I'll pick those three this time.
Yeah, I think that there's dramas that I really enjoyed, but then I would not watch them over and over and over again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it was great, but then, you know, like if it's a sad, for example, a sad movie, but it was a really beautiful movie. I feel like, oh, that was like, I really enjoyed it, but I didn't want to watch it 20 times.
Right.
So traumas. Reply 1997 and Reply 1988.
Sorry.
Well, like so well written.
Yeah.
Well acted, directed. Each character has their own character development, full story arc. So you really see kind of like fully fleshed out characters. So good. And then I would say Prison Playbook, also very well written, sort of very interesting since it's about this baseball player who gets incarcerated. It was so funny in certain episodes. Same thing, like great writing, great cast. Sky Castle.
I have not
that melodrama.
I heard that was really good.
It's very heavy, but so I wouldn't be like, I want to watch Sky Castle over and over again. No. But it was just, if you're looking for like really like top-notch programming that doesn't kind of always feed into tropes. Sky Castle is one of them. And Misaeng, Incomplete Life. That was a workplace drama that highlighted a lot of the issues, real issues in Korean society in the workplace. So I think I would count those among them. But then the dramas that I watch where I'm like, oh, I want something fun and light. I still rewatch episodes of Welcome to Waikiki, the first season sometimes.
I heard that was really funny. I need to maybe watch that.
Yeah. And this is just kind of a handful of titles that just kind of are coming to me off the top of my head. Yeah.
Well, Sky Castle, of course, I need to watch it for Chani. But yes, I have to. I have a lot of dramas that I have to watch list, but very few. I would say You're All Surrounded is one of my most favorites.
Yeah. Lee Seung-gi was in that one.
Park Do-min.
Yeah.
I really liked it. And
that was 2014, 2015. So that's going back a bit as far as dramas are. Yeah. Okay.
I also found it so underrated among my friends, and many weren't much into the drama, but I really loved it so much. Mm-hmm. And speaking of, you know, like the plots that you just watch just to make yourself feel at ease, not any twisted plots, I do agree with Melissa, because during 2020, during this lockdown, I wasn't into watching any twisted plots. I just wanted to, you know, like while away my time. And that's when I found a very old drama, One Mom and Three Dads, from 2009, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed
it. That's like a daily drama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it wasn't, sometimes you might think that the plot doesn't even make sense, but you still keep laughing and you just want to enjoy how the characters, you know, like, it's so much of fun. It's humor, humor, humor everywhere. But you also have some emotional tingling, which is supposed to happen when it's drama. So I really enjoyed it. It's one of the oldest dramas that I've ever watched. So, yeah.
That's really interesting. I'm looking it up now because I don't know it. And yeah, it's from way back when, the early 2000s. But Eugene is in it. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, she's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched Mistress during this.
Oh, wow.
I liked it. I loved it so much. And I don't know, like, you didn't? Because in the final few episodes, I did understand what was going on. And I felt the conclusion would have been, you know, like, even better. Because the built-up, you know, the building-up suspense and the tension was more compared to how the story finally ended. So, did you like it? No?
Well, I didn't finish it, only because Mistress, you know, it's not about zombies or supernatural or a crime drama. I mean, it a crime, but not like police, you know, drama. So I didn't stick with it. I heard about it, and I know that there was the American, like, Mistress that they kind of, I don't know if it's a remake, like, in the traditional sense, but they did use a lot of the same storyline. So I guess that is a remake. But yeah, I heard people enjoyed it. I heard it made a few people angry at their significant others, which does happen sometimes. But that's good. I'm just blown away how Korean dramas, like, are global now. Because I'm so, like, still kind of stuck in my bubble. Like, I enjoy them. But I know that a lot of my friends don't watch them outside of, like, the Korean entertainment sphere. So to hear, like, earlier when you were talking about how it was dubbed in your mother tongue, I was like, man, that's so cool. Because we don't even get that here. If we want to watch Korean dramas, we have to go online to watch them. They're not being simulcast unless you have a Samsung TV, and then they have it. But other than that, online only.
Yeah, I was wondering about with Parasite, you know, taking home so many awards and getting so much recognition, if that will change how Korean film is seen in the future, or, and, you know, kind of like more broadly Korean content, how people kind of view it. Did you watch Parasite, Anthea?
No, not yet.
You should. It's good.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should. As I mentioned earlier, I have a lot of should watch lists.
Yes. You just need the time to do it. I understand. My list is forever growing and my time is forever shrinking. So, yeah. Totally understandable.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, I always love watching K-dramas and K-movies, like getting involved with it, and I love acting, so I would like to, you know, like keep track on how they act and how the plot grows and things. So I think somehow I need time and the mind space to think and move along with the story. I just want to be one of the characters along with the cast, and I would love to, you know, like, indulge myself with the story and things. So most of the times I don't have that brain to do that. So
you want to get sucked into the story.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Totally get that.
It was kind of amusing when you mentioned, when Melissa mentioned that you also watch web series, because I watch web series and I have no other people, mutuals, who actually like told me that they watch web series. They are into this Thai web series, but they don't watch K web series. Mm-hmm. So what were your favorites? And is there something that you loved from 2020?
We were actually talking about web dramas the other day. Mm-hmm. So there's a few channels on YouTube that produce and distribute them. Yeah. Playlist Global.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Dingo
Drama. Dingo Drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those two.
But I was really, I mean, I had seen some web dramas here and there, but then I, you know, haven't looked in a long time. And then we were talking about this series called Growing Season, which is produced by Playlist. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, about dating and sex and relationships. You know, web series are interesting because even though they have a smaller budget and cast, they have, you know, a unique voice, and you see different writing and stories than the ones you would normally see on broadcast television.
I feel like they have more freedom to explore some issues that maybe would not be appropriate for like primetime television in Korea.
Yeah.
Because like with Growing Season, there's a lot of content in there. And I was like, oh, we can talk about this. Okay. You know, like I'm excited because it's refreshing to see because situations like this does happen in real life.
Yeah.
So
really good content out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do agree with Playlist Global because I think they are the most famous one right now with dramas. We had one with Woo-suk, right? Last year, I think. Kim Woo-suk had a drama. And
Was that My Effing Romance? Was that it?
Kim Woo-suk.
I'm
looking.
Yeah, that was the first web series that I watched. And the title of the series, you know, was like, whoa, what? Because it's literally My F and then like a bunch of X's and then romance. It's like, okay, what's
this about?
I think that's
a different one. I think that's
okay. That one is a Playlist one as well. So it's only 5 episodes. And I was like, wow, you should watch that one. That one is all about romance, but that's okay. I think it's a good one.
If you're looking for a comedy web series, then I really liked The Boy Next Door, which is with Choi Woo-sik and Chang Gi-young. So it's about this guy who lives next door. He meets his neighbor who lives next door. It's about these awkward moments they have. It's really fun and funny. And I still watch it. I still like go back and rewatch it.
Is that a Playlist one?
I don't remember. It's called The Boy Next Door. Now I'm curious.
Kim Woo-suk is 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. We also
that's the drama.
Yeah. And it is from Playlist Global. And we also had Ace Chan as one of the cast there. So.
Okay. That one's a fairly recent one for 2020. Melissa, is it Playlist or no?
It says it's Naver TV. But it's
Naver?
Naver TV, but it's available on YouTube called The Boy Next Door. Okay. I really like it. It's fun. Okay, I need more fun in my life.
Yeah, really, we all do. I like the web series because they're very short, you know, like maybe 15, 20 minutes and then that's it. It's like, yes, okay, I can watch this and move on with my life. So, yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly why I watch it. Sometimes mm-hmm. I just binge watch the entire series, the done ones, and mm-hmm. the next day I don't have to think about it again because I'm done with the series. So that kind. I'm recently watching Let Me Off the Earth.
Oh, I don't know that one.
What is that one about?
It's how do I explain? Like, there is a boy who kind of gets into a loop. He is stuck in his high school forever. And whenever he is to graduate, the next day, again, he starts his high school.
Oh, no.
That is Groundhog Day. Wow.
Yeah, Groundhog Day in high school.
And he has the same classmates, and a girl who likes him, always likes him in every loop. And he tries explaining it to people. He tries explaining it to the girl. But everybody forgets when it comes to the next loop. And again, he's the only one who knows. And nothing changes. You know, like, even if a football or the basketball is going to hit you during your break time, it's going to hit you in the next loop as well. So that's how. But on the 32nd time, I guess, 32nd, there is a new student. Yeah, there's a new student who comes in and things started changing. So the girl who always liked him starts liking another boy. And now he gets all jealous and he doesn't want that to happen and things. It's kind of nice. Cool.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, that sounds interesting. That sounds supernatural enough for me. So yeah, I'll check that out. Thank you. I just looked it up. It's on a playlist, Melissa, so we can watch it.
Wow, I feel so great, you know, like recommending you dramas and movies. Yeah. I never thought this would happen.
For sure. I've been writing it down. Yeah. No, for sure. And see, that's the great thing about like drama watchers, because there's always something that another person has seen that maybe you haven't seen, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So you can always recommend things and get recommendations is great.
Exactly. And speaking
there's not a lot of negative stuff.
And speaking of my very favorite web series is The Best Ending, which is again from Playlist Global. Casted Jung Gun Ju, I guess I have written his name. He is my most favorite actor according to web series. So
why is he your favorite actor?
I don't know, he looks nice and I really liked his character in the drama.
Okay. And he was in a drama called The Best Ending, was the title?
Yeah. Okay. The web series.
Oh,
that was a good one. He even got to be in the cast of The Extraordinary You. The friend. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't watch that one.
I was so happy that he finally got into the silver screen because, I felt so proud. And I was like, as if someone from my family is going there to cast. And I'm like, oh, yes. I'm so happy and things. He even got his name board in Google, which was, again, one of my, like, when I knew him, when I was searching his name, it was so hard to find him. You couldn't, it took me days to find his Instagram and follow him because I first saw him in a 2019 web series, which is something related to Flower, I guess, a name. And The Best Ending is the continuous plot. Like, the 2019 drama has two pairs to talk about. Mm-hmm. And one of the pairs' story kind of concludes in the best ending. So I have been watching him since 2018, I guess. So, yeah. So he never had this Google name board or where to follow him.
What do you mean by Google name board?
It looks like this. No, turn off my camera. Can you see it?
Yeah.
Melissa?
Yeah, same.
I didn't know it had a name.
No, like that's what I see. I read, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. It says that he had a cameo in True Beauty, so he's really moving up in the world as far as the acting. That's great. Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Another reason to watch True Beauty.
Yeah.
Wasn't it True Beauty? I'm just trying to remember.
It's just one episode, I said. But still, I mean, from web series to True Beauty.
Oh, he looked really different in True Beauty. Okay. Oh. Interesting. All right.
Yeah. Well, you can even call him as one of my crushes, but...
If you're watching or listening,
yes,
Hong Gun-ju, Anthea.
Anthea is ready.
Give her a ring.
Give her a call.
Oh, my God. Even anybody who's related to him, if you're listening, just take my
input. Yes, Chung Gun-ju's sister, mom, grandma, aunt, uncle.
All the above.
Yeah, that is what I have for web series. So I do watch a lot of web series, so I don't really remember the names. I also remember a series which I actually followed so religiously. Just One Bite.
Wow. I have not heard of that one.
Yeah, I'm a new web series watcher, so these are all new to me. Mm-hmm. But that's good. I'll have a. Is that one also on playlist?
Yes, they have two seasons. Okay. And,
Is it about a food blogger?
No, it's like three friends. They just enjoy eating, so. It's more like whenever they sit for a discussion, they always eat either at home or in a restaurant. And the picturization and the videography on food is given more importance. When they talk, it actually the camera actually focuses on the food.
So you're going to get hungry during
those
episodes. Okay.
Well, that's good like, let's eat. There is a series called Let's Eat. It's actually three seasons, and each episode, I mean, there's a whole storyline, but it just, the food to me was like the main thing. Ugh, made me so hungry every time I watched an episode.
Oh, yeah. My favorite was season two. If anyone was no one asked, but I'll share.
I watched season three, yes.
You did? Okay. Yeah. Oh, so good. Now I'm hungry.
So, yeah. Thank you so much for discussing. I think that's all I have for dramas right now. So, what are your two watch list of 2021? Are you expecting any dramas to come out or some things that you're planning to watch?
Well, I know season two of Sweet Home is something that I'm looking forward to because I like it, but also because it has changed direction from the webtoon. Mm-hmm. So I would like to see where they're going to go with the storyline. And goodness, I don't even know. There's a lot of like crime dramas in the first quarter that I'm interested in. I think there's like four. Yeah, I have four on my to-watch list for February. Melissa and I actually did just finish talking about this, so it'll be on our next episode of K-Drama Reports. Your listeners will have to like tune into us to find out which ones I'm going to be watching in February.
Yeah, we definitely go into detail, so if you want to know more, you know, you can catch us on Spotify for upcoming 2021 dramas. Though I haven't seen any announcements for certain actors, I'm kind of interested in what they work on next. Mm-hmm. Like Choi Woo-shik, who is in Parasite, and so many other films and dramas. Park Seo-joon, of course, is on my list. He's in a movie with IU, supposedly later this year. Anything with Kang Han-ho in it, I'm going to watch. Anything with Lee Jae-hoon and Jisoo. So, yeah, we're going to be kind of talking
a lot about upcoming dramas throughout the year, so I'm kind of excited to see more. Yeah.
Well, I have certain movies that haven't been released to the international fans. They have been released only in Korea right now. And I'm just waiting, you know, like Crystal Jung's Dan Family. I think it's not out yet. Is it?
Okay. I don't know that one.
Yeah.
And also Teen Top's Neil's Swag. He released a movie.
Yeah, I did see it wasn't a trailer, but Hyorin did like something for the OST, and she put out a music video that had like clips of Swag in the background. I was like, okay, this looks really interesting, but I have not heard anything about it since then.
Yeah, it is not in the international platforms yet. It was just released in Korea. And I really loved how his character was portrayed. It was this bad guy, the Ralph.
Yeah.
And Neil is my favorite member from Teen Top, which also makes you know, like even more authentic on why
you really want to watch it. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And of course, P1 Harmony's P1H, The New World, the movie.
Is that they're going to be a movie? Oh, okay.
Actually, they debuted with the movie. It was their pre-debut movie, which is not yet in the international platforms. So,
well, hopefully soon you'll be able to see it.
Well, I really hope. I really don't understand why they don't bring it to the international fans, despite knowing that we are here thriving for their content. But why do they release it only for Korea? I have doubts.
They want to know, like, I mean, there's the market, right? We want, it's probably easier to distribute if it has, you know, a reputation for doing well, being successful in the Korean market, maybe. I'm kind of curious with the, you know, pandemic still going on, how theaters are going to recover and how movie releases are going to keep going or coming back in 2021. So how are things in, we didn't talk about the pandemic life. Can you watch a movie in India in the theater?
No. Actually, we did have our theaters opened 2 to 3 days ago, but we still have some regulations. People in India say that the effect of the entire virus is kind of lessened, and we don't have much of spread recently, and it is also said that we don't have the second wave immense attack here. It's kind of, we did manage. That's what our politicians would like to tell us, but I'm not sure. Mm. So the theaters have opened, and we had one of our very, very famous South Indian actor, Vijay. He had his movie on pause, like from being released. He had it on pause for a long time, and he made sure that it was released during this time. So it is his movie that is being released in theaters for the first time after all these months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah, like where I live, we're not allowed to go into the theaters at all. They were open for a while, and then they shut down again, but it's really bad where I live, so...
Yeah, here it's theaters are open, but it's I don't remember what the numbers are, where it's 50% capacity or 25%, one of those. But
we have the same regulations as well. And for the fun fact, today we have our schools opening up. The kids are going to school.
Again, it's interesting.
Yeah,
we're still not.
It's okay. So that's so far the update.
Well, hopefully by the end this year.
We believe as well.
Hopefully things get better. Yeah, I hope it gets better. My gosh, I'm losing my mind here, but okay.
So thank you so much for once again joining me today and spending your time discussing about a lot of dramas and having a fun time. And I had so much fun learning and also letting you know my favorites and confessing my crush on Ben. Well,
he's gonna hear it.
Yes.
Finally, would you like to let our viewers know about your social media platforms, where to follow you and be updated by your news?
Oh, yeah. Yes, for sure. Melissa, do you want to do it?
Yeah, sure. We are on all major podcast platforms at K-Drama Reports, including Spotify, and we release clips on IGTV at K-Drama Reports. We also have a YouTube channel with our clips and highlights. So yeah, we release episodes bi-weekly. Is there anything else I'm missing, Sarah?
No, I think you got it. Instagram, Spotify. Yeah, give us a follow and check us out. I think we're really funny and informative.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for having us, Anthea.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for joining me. And would you like to mention all your personal IDs to follow?
Oh, okay. Well, you can follow me everywhere at Young Ajumma, YOUNGAJUMMAH, all one word.
And I am at Mel Just Got Here on Instagram and Twitter.
So as for Believe in K-Pop, you can follow us on Instagram at Believe in K-Pop. As for me, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Anthea Isaac. Well, we have our Discord, and I would love to see you all there. So just DM me so we can all have a Discord chat and have a lot of fun things coming up. So thank you once again. Hope you all have a great week. Just stay safe, spread love, and be loved. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.